You know, divine mind and mortal mind are in complete contradiction. The divine mind says, I include all within myself. And man, therefore, my reflection includes all within himself. But mortal mind says, don't be silly. How can man include anything within himself? After all, everything is outside of man. And man, therefore, has to obtain everything through effort. He has to work, he has to connive, he has to plan, he has to sell. And sometimes, the suggestion comes, he has to steal. Now, we as Christian Scientists have to decide which way to go. Christian Scientists find it very easy to turn to God for healing. But it seems to be more difficult to let go of mortal mind and accept the fact that all is within. One still thinks that I have to get a job, get a companion for happiness, travel for excitement, and so forth. And we have to get to the point where we really see what Jesus meant when he said, the kingdom of God is within you. We must understand this clearly to really make a good Christian Science demonstration of existence. A little girl once was taking her first plane ride, and after they'd been up in the air a little while, she turned to her mother and whispered, when do we get small? Now, up to that point, she'd always been on the ground looking up at planes up here, and she saw them as small, and she figured that once she got into the plane, she would get small. She was seeing it outside of herself. When she got within the plane, she found that everything was normal. Now, as long as we think that everything is outside, our demonstration is like to be small or maybe non-existent. Mazzetti writes, there is but one creator and one creation. This creation consists of the unfolding of spiritual ideas and their identities, which are embraced in the infinite mind and forever reflected. Spiritual ideas and their identities. God is filled with all the spiritual qualities that are expressed through the seven synonyms. These qualities go into play within mind in ideas, the idea of home, the idea of work, the idea of activity, of supply, of companionship, and so forth. All of these ideas exist within mind, and therefore they exist within the expression or the evidence of God called man. Let's take the example of a field of daisies. It's called a daisy field. You say, oh, there's a field full of daisies. Now that field didn't have to go running around the countryside to get its daisies. The daisies were in the field. Now, man is man because he includes within himself all the various ideas that make him the compound idea. He doesn't have to run around the countryside getting them. He doesn't have to go to the bank or to the job or to here or there. Everything is within him, and that makes him man. And therefore, he is like the daisy field. He includes it within. He never has to get anything without. We must learn that God is all, that he's all-inclusive, and that nothing can be added to mind, and therefore nothing can be added to man, because if mind includes all, man includes all. All-inclusive God is never absent. Mind never sees a lack of himself, and he would never expect to see a lack of his all presence. Everything is included within him. No other force or presence can change this state of being, because error or evil or animal magnetism doesn't exist within the allness of God. To demonstrate this, you've got to see the nothingness of all the factors that make up material life. Things like place and job and home and body and bank accounts and family and so forth. Those are beliefs that mortal mind holds of everything being outside of himself. But when you see that God is all and includes all those factors as ideas within him, you lose the need or the desire for these things outside of you. When you realize that everything is an idea in your own consciousness, then you don't have the belief of need anymore, and then you can see it objectified. But it can't be objectified in your human experience, so-called, until you see that the allness of God is included within your consciousness, and therefore it goes into play as these various ideas. But you pray until you lose the desire and get rid of the belief of need, and then you can see fulfillment. It can't come until you accept it within. And once it's within, then you'll get it without. We need to see that spirit is all. When God becomes all presence, we see that everything appears in our consciousness, then we're demonstrating the omnipresence of God. This goes, since there's nothing outside of God's omnipresence, there's no such thing as person either. Mazzetti says, there are properly no mortal beings, but being and deity are inseparable. Now, as we see that we include all the qualities of God within us, then that can be manifested in forms around us that we can recognize, but it's still forms of God. And as we lose the belief of persons, that's helping us lose the consciousness of thinking we're a person. And then we go a step further. We must get to the point where we stop telling other people what to do, because that emphasizes our mortality, builds up our sense of ego. If we see that we include within our being perfect intelligence, then that intelligence is also operating where others seem to be, and we can let the intelligence operate. We don't have to think we've got a corner on it. All presence denies animal magnetism, sin, sickness, death. God only knows himself. He can't know any form of error. Without him, there would be nothing present, because he's all presence. And because he's all presence, then there's nothing outside of consciousness. Let me tell you the story of three crows. They were living in Illinois, which is sort of a crossroads of the country. And as they flew around there, they kept talking to other crows who were flying in from other areas. And they started hearing about how nice California was. And so they thought they'd like to go to California. And they flew out to California. And when they got there, they looked down and they saw a field where prunes were laid out. And so they flew down because they were hungry and started eating the prunes. Well, they'd never had prunes before because they don't find those in Illinois. And they gouged themselves.